President Trump campaigned on a promise to pull out of large international trade deals and to focus on one-on-one agreements with other countries instead. But that has U.S. farmers worried. Last year, they sold $135 billion in goods overseas. They say pull out of those big trade deals and farmers here could lose valuable market share. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted explains.
Rancher Mike John in central Missouri is checking on a herd of 100 or so of his cattle as they graze on rye he's planted. The group approaches us thinking it's time for a grain feeding.
They look like my dog when I'm about to feed my dog. Got that look on their face like, okay, we're here.
2 years ago, John was looking forward to seeing the meat from these cattle shipped off to hungry eaters in Japan. He was ready for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, a massive trade deal among 12 countries, including the U.S. and Japan. It took 8 years of negotiations to get everyone to agree to lower tariffs. Some economists expected the pact to add $3 billion to the U.S. agriculture industry. But President Trump called the TPP a disaster and pulled the U.S. out.
We were very disappointed. TPP was going to be a victory for us. It was going to open some markets and lower some tariffs, and those are the things that give you access.
Consumers in Japan have a growing taste for high-quality American beef. But today, the beef that John produces faces a staggering 38% tariff to get into Japan. The TPP would have slashed that number to 9%. Now that TPP is dead, John's eager to see the next move.
There is no question that every industry wants to grow and flourish, and if we're going to do that with 96% of the world's population outside the borders of this country, we have to trade. We have to export our product.
Even more unnerving is the recent news that Japan has pitched the idea of a mini-TPP without the U.S. Not everyone agrees free trade will benefit the U.S. economy, though, especially when it comes to saving jobs. The Trump administration wants to hammer out bilateral deals with TPP member countries, starting with Japan.
Strikes me that the trouble with doing bilateral agreements is there's a lot of countries out there, and so they're not going to get to everyone this year or even in this term.
Blake Hurst is the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Remember, 8 years to make the TPP. Knocking out 11 bilateral deals could take much longer. Hurst recently spent time in Washington lobbying alongside dozens of other heavy hitters in the ag industry.
There is concern in the agriculture community about the rhetoric that the new administration has used in inter-trade relations.
Bottom line, there's only so much beef Japanese shoppers want. And today at the supermarket, they're choosing between an American steak that's more expensive thanks to higher tariffs and an Australian steak that likely costs less.
That playing field's not very level when you think about the differences in tariffs depending on the country importing product to Japan.
Scott Brown is an agricultural economist at the University of Missouri, and he says it's not just about Mike John and his American-grown beef. So negotiations won't be easy or fast.
Those that care about agriculture in the United States and Japan are going to be different than those that might care about, let's say, cars or electronics. And all those deals work together.
The benefit of a big multi-country trade deal is that it can open up many markets. Say a beef industry hurt by competition in Canada can gain market share in another, like Japan. In a one-on-one deal, there's less to go around, so a deal directly with Japan could be difficult to negotiate, and farmers worry it won't have the same impact. Ultimately, American beef production is going up. Ranchers produced more than 25 billion pounds last year. Those steaks need to find international dinner plates so that the U.S. ranchers can make some money.
If we have to eat it here, it comes with lower prices to make consumers decide that they want more beef. So that growth in supplies needs a home, and frankly, that home needs to be outside the United States to keep prices higher.
Whether that beef finds a home in Japan could still be years away. In the meantime, farmers are going to have to settle for their current trade relationships, at least as long as those last. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Husted.
And Chris's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.